Muse in the news today, Gordo had the story of Tiger Woods announcing on Twitter yesterday that he is now dating and in love with Vanessa Trump, the former wife of Don Jr. And then he asked for privacy. Well, we have a long relationship with Tiger, so why don't we give Tiger a call this morning to ask him about being in love again. We're very happy for him. Don't know if they're engaged. It was very unclear, the tweet, but we'll see if he picks up.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Hi, Muse.
Hey, Tiger.
Hi.
Oh, that's fast. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You know why? Because love is in the air.
We saw your post on Twitter. Congratulations.
I'm so happy. I finally found love, Musers.
Oh.
And it's with a girl.
Wow, that's nice.
It's all paying off. All that golf winning is finally paying off. Yeah, and did you see what I did? I posted a naughty picture of us in a hammock.
I saw that. It's not that naughty.
We were cuddling.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I went public with this, you know, because I'm normally so private and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I went public with it because I wanted to get the jump on paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
He's the father of this Italian waitress I tried to date one time. And he got mad at me, and he was going to expose my private life. So I had to publish the picture. And I love Vanessa so much.
Oh.
Have you seen pictures of her? She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I know. Although the pictures that she posts publicly, she looks great in, but in person, she doesn't quite look as good. When are we going to do the filters in real life, too?
You shouldn't say that about your new love.
But I still think she's so pretty, and guess what?
Mm.
I get to touch her in the places she's had five babies out of.
Okay. We don't have to hear about that, Tiger.
Five of them. Can you believe that she and Don Jr. kissed five whole times?
More than kissed, I think.
Five childrens. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's so many. I was an only child, yep. You know. But I can't believe that I'm finally going to get to be a stepfather. I'm so nervous. What do you say to kids?
Well, you have kids. You know what that's like.
Yeah, but Elon never let me see them, so...
You see them all the time.
He kind of controlled me on that, but do you think that these kids will let me play Legos with them?
Maybe.
Yeah, there's that.
It's so fun. And I hope Vanessa... I mean, you know, we're still in the early stages, that honeymoon phase, you know, where the habits, the bad habits you have, don't bug each other yet and everything.
Yeah.
You think everything's cute and stuff.
Right.
So, like, right now, she thinks that all my bad habits are cute. Like, I have breakfast cereal for every meal, and I never close the cabinet doors, and I fart to make my dog laugh. But hopefully she'll overlook all of that, you know, all my passing out at intersections on prescription drugs.
Ooh, yeah.
My bad habit of sleeping with every waitress that waits on me.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, and I've heard some people speculate, some of my buddies have been giving me a hard time, saying that I'm getting Don Jr. sloppy seconds.
Oh, I'll use that.
But the only sloppy seconds I would refuse are Phil the Dills. Everybody else, I don't care.
Okay, fair enough.
Did you hear I blew out my Achilles?
Yeah, we're sorry to hear that.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And this is the multiple times I've done this Achilles. This one that I'm talking about is the one where I was getting out of that hammock after that shot you saw.
He did it again?
Yeah.
After the hammock? Yeah. God, you've had surgery on that Achilles like 20 times.
I know. I just hurt it so often. But I can't believe it. I can't believe it. If Vanessa and I get married, I'm going to be president.
Well,
so exciting.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think it works like that.
So exciting. You know who I wish was still alive to see me date the former daughter-in-law of a president?
Mm. Who's that?
The facade an unalive urban hippopotamus who, before he was shaking hands with Stalin and Gene Hackman in hell, he got so horned up from testosterone, he Pulp Fiction styled a mainline directly through the sternum of a spermatozoa save shot that he had to take out a full-page ad in the Asian Land War Quarterly to entice the Japanese to cross the 38th parallel so that China would launch a war in Vietnam against Hitler so that he could travel over there to Bloodhound and Ovulation Trail made by some discharging Thai vagina holder who had left her ovum slug juice on half the bar stools in Saigon, so he set a trap for her by putting a bowl of pad Thai in the middle of a shark cage perched in the side of a jungle clearing, and then when she had eaten half the bowl, he sprang the trap and he went in for the lovemaking kill, but just before he got there, she chewed off her own leg and escaped into a nearby decommissioned blimp and made her escape over the Himalayas, and he chased her on horseback while wearing a jackpot for extra speed, and when she reached America by disguising herself as a Mexican dressed as a white man disguised as a Thai woman, they both bought ghost carts and they converted them into mini bikes so that he could chase her down every country road in West Texas until he finally cornered her in the Alcatraz Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, where he eventually got her enthusiastic consent at gunpoint and consummated her from behind in the back of Ted Bundy's Volkswagen, and 9 months later she was staggering into a Reno IHOP with full amnesia and used a sharpened soup spoon to make her water break so that she could take dead aim at a veteran's Rudy Stewie Fresh and Fruity and shoot a 15-time major winning fetus halfway across the room and left it quivering in his pancakes.
Jeez. Your mom chewed off her own leg?
She says hi.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye, we're happy for you.
All right. There goes Tiger.